Oh, wait. Pause it. Pause. Start it.
Starting. Awesome. I got a question for you.
Okay.
We both came prepared with something. No, you go first. I love it.
Coming in hot with news.
Yeah, we did.
Hot with news. My question is about my personal life.
Same.
Cool.
It's so wild.
I'm working.
Needs therapy.
I'm working late. This week, I have the hell work weeks where you're like, real life is not happening this week.
Yeah.
Work is happening. That's this week for me.
Tough.
And I want to cook, and I bought food to cook.
Yeah.
But I want to do work, watch the game, and not worry about cooking for an hour.
Right.
Should I just order some junk?
What do you have to cook?
I was going to make an Asian beef bowl, but I would need to cook the beef and season the beef and then cook the veggies and then cook the rice.
Okay. So first off, get a rice cooker.
But the rice cookers also take an hour.
Right. But so this is my plan. Whenever I am in that situation, it's foolproof. You have I use my oven and the rice cooker. So I'll bake something. Oh. So if I have pork chops or something, I'll season that shit up. And then I'll just stick it in the oven at I don't know, whatever, 400 for 20 minutes or whatever the fucking, you can just find out online how much you need to do it for. And then you put the rice cooker in and all that shit takes the same amount of time, but then you don't have to fucking sit there and watch it. You can just let it cook. And then it's so much easier. Highly recommend getting into baking shit.
I got a big ass fucking rice cooker and it takes an hour.
Yeah, mine's 45 minutes. So I'll put that in and then I'll start preheating the oven and then I'll season pork chops or chicken or whatever the fuck I'm doing or bread it or something. And then the veggies, I usually have frozen veggies. So I can always, those are super quick. And then you just pop it in the oven for the amount of time. And then you can go do other shit while that's just cooking.
Right.
And then you don't have to sit there and cook. Cause I agree. When you're sitting there and you're wasting a whole hour, just you got to constantly watch it. You can't do other shit, but if you just bake everything, you got half an hour where you just you can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's wise. Yeah. That might be the move going forward. I got to figure out,
look into it.
Do you cook just pork chops? You cook chicken in there?
I'll bake chicken. I'm telling you, shake and bake is a man's dream. It's just you can buy it and you shake up whatever the fuck you're doing and it seasons it and breads it for you. I do chicken, then pork. You can do bake meatballs and do a ton of that shit.
It's just in the grocery store?
Yeah. It's in the
bake.com.
It might be. You could probably get it on Amazon.
Yeah, maybe.
But or just season it. You can look up easy ways to season it. The pork I'll season with paprika, salt, pepper, and all that other bullshit. Yeah, and you just bake it for a ton. And then baking is it's amazing. It's the best life hack that I've stumbled upon. It's not even a life hack, but it's just a different way to cook.
No,
shit.
No, it's a hack. Shake and bake meals.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of chicken. I love chicken. I'll eat
chicken. Yeah, most of it's chicken. But you can do pork chops in it. You can do bone in, boneless chicken, either way. And it's super easy. Super cheap. And it comes with two packs usually, and there's different flavors and seasonings. And then some of them have recipes for more extravagant shit. But if you want just rice, meat, veggies, you can just use it.
It doesn't come with the chicken. It's
incorrect. Yeah, it's just the seasoning. And you just put the seasonings in a bag and then you shake it. You put the chicken in the bag and you shake it and then you bake it. Hence the name Shake and Bake.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Look into it. It's super easy. And it usually only takes 20, 30 minutes for whatever you're doing, including preheat time.
All right. What should I do tonight? I don't have it.
Just order food.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
I think that's the move. I just don't want to fucking deal with it. I ate a bunch of ravioli in 20 minutes like an animal today after my fucking...
I got home from the gym and scarf-bound some fucking chicken parm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chicken parm.
Maybe it was a power move. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with that.
What's your question?
Oh, real wild question. See, I don't even know if it's possible. How... do you ask a girl from Canada on a date?
Oi.
Well, no. I live in America.
And
she's only an hour away because it's I'm right up fucking there.
The border's closed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that far if I just kind of go up.
The border is closed. Is not closed.
See, no, so it's open. I looked it up. It's open, kind of.
Yeah, just be quick.
It's like you have to be vaccinated, and then you can't have any symptoms and shit. They check you out at the border, and then it's like maybe they'll let you through.
It's they gotta, you gotta pass the vibe test.
Yeah, it's a big vibe test. It looks like, yeah, it's a big vibe check. You get up there and they're like, they kind of just feel you out.
Interesting. How do you ask her out?
Like, what do you, I don't know how.
You want to go to a casino? Meet halfway?
Well, so she's not in like Toronto. She's in like Kingston, Canada. She's like directly, if you went north from Syracuse across Ontario, Lake Ontario, she's right
there. Isn't that where Montreal is?
No, Montreal's like, I don't know where Montreal is. I can't give you an answer on that.
I think Montreal might be to the east.
But that's a conundrum that I'm in. Talking to a Canadian girl, and I'm in America.
You got to use the accent, like the long O's.
But like, what do I say? Like, do you want to come to America? You want to come to a different, you know how weird that is to ask a girl?
Yeah.
To just come to a different country?
You'll give her the visa.
I'll give you a visa.
Yeah. Lock it down.
Okay. All right.
You
want
to be a citizen?
You want to be a fucking American?
Yeah. Would you?
I'm your fucking ticket.
I was in Canada right now. Maybe you go. You go. Like,
I go to Canada. Yeah. I think I would die if I went alone to Canada and had to drive like a half an hour across the border.
It's not that bad.
I don't have. You can't. Moose. I can't. Single moose.
Just watch moose? Out for...
Is it meese? Mooses?
Mice. Not for mice. Not mice, but like the moose.
Right.
Mooses.
But yeah, that's where I'm at in my life.
Mountains.
I'm trying to figure out the whole different country thing. I've never done that before.
Yeah. You got to look up the verbiage for Canada before you ask her out.
I think she's like just a normal person.
They got stuff they say up there.
She did teach me a new sport that they play. Like, I look it up. It's cricket? Wild. No, that's no.
Handball?
No, I said
handball's big in different countries.
Yeah, it's big in Europe. Let me look it up.
What's the sport like?
It's like hockey, but it's not hockey.
They made it a different hockey because they got bored with the old hockey they made.
Yeah, they just said fuck it. Ringetti. Like, Ringette.
Sounds like a pasta.
I looked it up and it's literally like you're on ice skates. So you're in like hockey shit, but then like you have they basically took a broomstick and took off the broom part. And then there's like
a stick.
Yeah. That's what you're holding. Yeah. So a stick. And then it's like a little ring and you have to somehow like take that ring on your broomstick. And you like spin it around and shit and you score a goal.
Hockey lacrosse.
Yes. Combined with horseshoes.
You got to get it on like a stick?
No, you have to score it in, but you got to like ring it around your stick like horseshoes.
Right. Well, you probably like...
Well, I don't know if you can lift it above your head. Like all the pictures I saw...
Stick down?
Yeah, all the pictures I saw, they were like, they had it on the ground like they were playing hockey. But they just took off the end of the hockey stick and made the puck a ring. They put a hole in the puck.
You can like check and shit?
I don't know. I didn't look far into it.
Sounds a lot like hockey.
It looked very similar to hockey. It was just like someone broke a hockey stick... And then, like, someone tossed, like, a pool ring onto the ice, and they're like, I made a new sport.
That's how you can ask her out. Ask her if she wants to go to one of those games.
I don't know if I want to go to one of those games. I also don't know if it's a professional sport.
Why was she telling you about a now professional sport?
We were just talking about, like, she used to play it.
Okay. So she's a hockey player girl? She play hockey?
No, she plays Ringetti.
Okay. just trying to understand here.
Dude, I barely understand myself.
Spilling shit all over myself right now. Who knows? I think you just gotta...
I just don't know how to approach...
Moose watching or something. Something Canadian.
Something like you want to go get pancakes?
Yep. Flapjacks.
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 Fucking pancakes. Get a Timmy Hose and go to the flapjack farm.
Hey.
Watch some reindeer.
Just be like wildly stereotypical towards
her. Because you'll remind her of her dad, and then she'll like
her dad is from England. He is British.
So use that accent.
So start talking in a British Canadian.
He hasn't
accent.
Heard you talk yet, so you got options.
You're right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go show up with a British Canadian accent.
Yeah, British Columbia. right?
I'm not going to answer that because I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad we solved our personal problem lives.
Yeah. We helped each other out.
Both I don't think either of us got a solution.
I'm probably going to order pasta.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe mid-show.
I love it. I respect it. All right. 8-8 week. Season stop, episode 7. Week 2, NFL. Ready? 3, yeah. 2, 1, go. I spilled way too much there.
That was my best shotgun yet. Not my fastest, but my most, like, best feeling one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's better than being fast.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out of it, you're like, I can breathe.
It's a long season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really have too much burp.
I spilled so much of that on when I opened it.
Yeah, I got a little spillage here. We're gonna have to pause.
I'm gonna need a towel.
Quick pause here. And
mm-hmm.
Clean up ourselves for 8-8.
Week 7.
Week 3. The boys are back.
We're back.
The boys are back. Like
better than ever, baby. Left.
What
my
a
God.
Week. What a
we
week.
We called it. We called it. It's a big bounce back week.
Yep.
It was down. It was the 4th preseason game is what we played week 1.
Yes.
The 4th preseason game. We didn't get it. Now it was regular season week 1. And our boys came out swinging. Well, the Titans did not come out swinging until the second half. Then they came out swinging. I'll start this week since
Derrick Henry came out swinging.
Derrick Henry was pissed off, you could tell, and just the second half took over. I'll start from the beginning. That first half of that game was fucking brutal to watch because like they moved the ball fine, but then they just got field goals every fucking time. And Julio should have, that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
Julio's catch was a fucking touchdown.
I don't know how they overturned it.
Shocking. Shocking.
Overturned it. They didn't, like, if they called it no, even if they called it no on the field, I would have overturned it towards a touchdown.
Right. Like, the picture that the Titans Twitter tweeted out said everything I needed to say. They tweeted out the picture of his heel down and clearly fucking in bounds. But, like, that rule just makes no sense to me. So, like, his toe would have dragged all, would have hit in bounds and he dragged that all the way out of bounds, that's a touchdown.
So what does the heel have to do with it? Because the heel is in bounds.
Right. So they were saying the heel was out of bounds. That's why I agreed, but that's what they were saying. And the rule is if your toe hits and it continues into the heel without like lifting that toe, then you have to play where the heel hits. And they were saying that it hit out of bounds. It didn't, but they were saying that it did. Either way, I don't know how that's conclusive enough to overturn it. Like, if you spend 10, 15 minutes on a review, that's that close.
Review.
That is, it was like 10, 15 minutes. It was crazy long. And like, if you're spending that long and it is, you can't on those videos they kept showing, it was so close that like, you just don't know. How do you overturn that?
I don't even think it was that close. I think he was definitely in. And like the rule is that like, it needs to be, I forget the exact phrasing, but it
has to be like,
without no doubt.
Yeah,
without any doubt.
Yep, it can't be like inconclusive evidence or anything. Yep, and it was just like
you stand with it.
Right, it's crazy to me. Either way, like Julio played insane the whole game. I was like very happy. Like Julio, that's exactly why they went and traded for Julio. Like him and Tannehill connected on like a 51-yard bomb. Julio went up and made like 2 or 3 like crazy catches in traffic.
Yeah, man, Julio that, looks sick.
He played insane.
AJ Brown, wide receiver 2.
He was yesterday. Like he played like shit. That was probably the worst game I've seen AJ Brown play in his NFL career. He had like 3 drops or something. It was horrible. One was on a deep ball that he probably could have taken to the house. Another one one or two. One was an overtime that he should have caught over the shoulder, and then he dropped like one more over the middle of the field or something like that. But like, he played terrible. But like, that's crazy. That's the thing, is like, AJ Brown just played terrible, but we have fucking Julio Jones on the other side of the field who's playing out of his mind.
And so like him.
That's why this offense can be crazy. But that the first half was tough. They just couldn't like put it in the end zone. Went down 24-9. Seattle has won 52 straight home games when leading by 15 points or more at halftime.
That's a stat right there.
It was. I saw it on Twitter like 10 minutes before we started this. But the Titans broke that, because in the second half, they just dominated the Seahawks. Like, Derrick Henry just ran all over them. Tannehill played, I thought, a really good game. And the defense finally showed up. Christian Fulton is fucking sick.
That's awesome.
He's shut down DK Metcalf.
He was like, sick in college, man. He was sick in college.
Yep, and I'm so happy that he like finally figured out in the second year. Is like he's healthy and he's playing well. Like, he shut down DK. DK was pretty much quiet the entire game.
Didn't 22nd really, best player in the league right there.
Shut down the 22nd best player.
Wide receiver two on the team. 22nd
best in the NFL. Yep, absolutely crazy. I'll never forget that. But yeah, like, the defense played really well. The pass pass rush got home a bunch, you know, especially against a guy like Russell Wilson. Should have been a walk-off safety too. I firmly believe that.
I was going to say, before like we got into our games, it just kind of happened naturally, but we smacked the Dolphins and you guys beat the refs.
We really did, dude.
You guys, like, those two plays right there were like,
right,
what the hell are we doing? And like, crazy. They always like give the quarterback like the benefit of the doubt. Like,
right,
but he, in my opinion, he was getting sacked in the end zone, intentional grounding. He threw it away,
right? Like, no receiver in the area, like,
just threw it, he threw it straight up. He's like,
he was outside the tackle box, but even if they didn't do that and they blew the whistle dead like they did before he threw it, exactly. I thought the ball was over the line, and he
marked him down sack at the one, right?
Yeah, right, that's what they ended up doing.
He wasn't at the one,
right? He was in the end zone,
2 feet and ball.
Yeah, everything in that man's possession was over the line.
I feel about that right there.
Exactly. It was fucking bullshit. And even Chris Carson, I sent this to you too. Chris Carson's like reach out, it was like a third down run, and he like reached out, was far a yard short. Like, that picture, he wasn't down, but that is the furthest that ball got. Like, even when I was watching it, and I was like, he screamed out, he didn't make it. And I saw the ref, she walked over and stood right at the first down line. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? I started like screaming. I was like, that's a horrible spot. And it wasn't even close. And I was like, really wanted Vrabel to challenge. I get why he didn't, because it was so fast. But like,
and like, he got fucked with the refs earlier. I wouldn't trust those refs, honestly, after
right,
that matters. I feel like,
oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't trust those refs to turn that over for me.
Right. Also true. And so, they would have lost the timeout. It could have been really bad and shit. But like, that was an insane call too. It extended a drive, and I was, it was coming down. It was a fourth quarter and shit. So definitely Titans had to play the refs a little bit there. They did get lucky with one of those taunting calls.
Dude, that's something I wanted to bring up today. There was a lot of those this past weekend.
Yep. AJ Brown was on a deep ball, just missed him on the deep ball. The D-back got back up and like looked at AJ Brown in the face and like screamed and flexed in his face, which is like, hey, I don't like, again,
guys being guys,
I'll take it, because it was against my team and it extended a drive, so like, sure, I'll take it, but I don't like the rule. Like, I disagree with it.
Guy on the other side of it here, Levi Wallace, got a penalty. I don't know if you watched the game.
I watched parts of it, not much, because it was kind of boring. Because it was just a blowout.
Yeah. We'll get into it. But yeah, like, Levi Wallace like broke up a pass and like stood up and like was like jawing at him as he walked away. They threw the flag. Unless you said something about like, I'm gonna fuck your wife or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, why are we throwing the flag? Like, it's an emotional game. And like, I feel like 95% of the people would agree with how we feel about it. And hopefully they get rid of the rule next year.
Right.
The NFL loves adding rules for a year and then getting rid of them the next year.
They've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. Dude, do you remember when they had the rule? This is such a throwback. They had the rule where if the cornerback pushes the wide receiver out of bounds,
it's the worst rule I've ever seen.
Still a catch.
Worst rule I've ever
what
seen.
What are you talking about?
Worst rule I've ever seen.
Yeah, that, like, it happened one time, and everyone in the NFL was like,
this get it is out. Stupid.
Get this rule out.
That was, like, back in, like, 2007.
Yeah. Deep, deep throwback rule right there.
That was the worst rule probably in the history of the NFL.
But I saw a compilation of a bunch of them happening this week. I can send it to you on Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just stupid. It's just very stupid. And, like, it's 15 yards.
Yeah.
I get... Like,
and if you get two of them, you get ejected.
The compromise I would be okay with is, like, sometimes, like, people do cross the line, I guess.
Right.
And then, like, give them 5 yards. Like have it be, like, a 5 yard rule. Because, like, 15 yards, like, is
huge.
And, like, if it's on offense, it'll kill the drive. And if it's on defense, it's going to give the other team. Like, it's like a not like momentum shifting kind of play, 15 yards. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, if you're doing the math, that's like probably like what, like a sixth of the field?
Yeah,
something like that. I'm a business major.
Six is close. A sixth of the field, that'd be bringing to 90 yards. Yeah. So yeah, close enough.
It's like just like such a massive penalty for something that comes to fruition a lot in an emotional game.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I think, like, again, it benefited my team. So I was like, okay. I get it, but I didn't like the rule. I think it's stupid. Like, the guy just got up. He didn't even make a play. So I think that's why they threw a flag on him, because, like, he didn't do anything. It was just overthrown. Because he's fucking classic, like,
classic DV. Like, that's what you get.
right. And so he, like, came up with flex and AJ Brown. And, like, even when the flag was thrown, you could see, like, they showed an AJ Brown. He kind of just, like, smirked, was like, that's funny that just happened. Yeah. But yeah, I don't like the rule at all.
Yeah.
I think
they also,
like,
did not call that when Lamar Jackson did a front flip into the end zone,
right,
on a primetime game.
And I guess it's like they're saying
they can choose the moment,
right? Okay. The announcers during the game were saying, like, if that D-back would have stood up and done the same thing but towards the crowd, they wouldn't have called it. But because it was, like, directly pointed at an opposing player, that is why they called it. Which, like, again, that shit happens. Like, you're fucking hyped up, you're gonna flex and talk shit to someone. Unless it's like egregious, I wouldn't call it. But it is crazy because it's 15 yards. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct. So if you get two of those penalties, they kick you out of the game, which is wild. But that did help us. But other than that, I thought I was obviously ecstatic. Fat Randy came through back, finished up with the Titans game.
Fat Randy, baby.
Fat Randy was amazing. Jeffrey Simmons is on pace.
But he made so many. It's like
He missed like a 48 yarder, I want to say. I thought they should have gone for it on fourth down anyway that way. So I was like, nah, that fucking sucks. But yeah, he made like four field goals, made all his extra points, which was huge. But yeah, they played well. Jeffrey Simmons on pace for 17 sacks currently.
Love that.
So so he's doing good. Harold Landry's playing well.
You have this guy get a sack and a half,
Danico Autry. Yeah, he's from the Colts. Yep. We signed
never heard that
Colts
name in my life. You also got some guy. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's like Odin Adonaiu.
Adonalini.
I barely knew who he was.
Adonai. We should do a segment where we just put the tough names.
I like
in front
that. I like that. I could barely say it. I barely knew that he was on the team, honestly. Like, he is a very deep rotational guy. He's the guy that made the sack at the very end of overtime. Like, that was him that got to Russell.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, but Danico Autry, they picked up from the Colts in the offseason, and he's been really good. He's been solid. And then Bud Dupree, I think, is still getting back into it, but he's still playing super well.
I heard a little ditty about Bud Dupree before he was on any team. It was a free agent, and that little ditty was that a lot of his sacks are cleanup sacks. And I hope that's not the case for you.
I would say, I mean,
That's just what I heard, is that he usually is cleaning people up.
But if he's cleaning them up, he's still getting them. So
there you go.
Yeah, but I think he's playing well. And again, he's coming off an ACL and it's only his second game back. So, like, I think he's going to keep getting better. He's better than Jadeveon Clowney ever was already.
Agreed. Agreed. Like, yeah. Do you have any concerns for the team?
Taylor Lewan didn't play.
Say that again.
Taylor Lewan didn't play. He got hurt. So yeah. I don't know what's going to happen there. Roger Saffold, the left guard, also went down and left that game in like the third quarter. The replacements came in and I thought they played pretty well. Tannehill's still kind of getting hit a bunch, but like there's also way more time for him on a lot of throws, which like let them give those deep shots, which I was dying for last week. The defensive backfield needs to like be more consistent, because in the second half, they, outside of that one blown coverage deep bomb, they played like lights out. The whole defense played lights out.
But you can't give that up.
You can't give that shit up. They did that like three times throughout the game.
In the NFL. Yeah.
So like they got to clean that up. And that's my biggest concern. But like that and the offensive line are my biggest concerns. Other than that, I'm not, there's nothing I'm really like super worried about. Obviously, Fat Randy, how long is that run going to go?
Fat Randy.
Who knows? We've had 14 kickers on the roster since 2019. Isn't that fucking insane?
I have no words.
Isn't that fucking insane? Ever since Ryan Succop left, we've had 14 kickers on the roster.
That is so bad.
And it's hilarious that Randy Bullock is number, like his actual number is 14. Dude, on his jersey.
There's nothing. Number 14, baby.
Yep.
Like 14th in the rotation, 14th in
on the field. Yep.
Yeah. That there's nothing worse. And I haven't really had this problem as a Bills fan, which is crazy.
Right.
But like just not having a consistent kicker.
It's wild.
Like I watch teams go through it and it looks so detrimental. RIP Vikings fans. Steve Gloss. I don't know. I don't think he listens to this podcast, but God bless him if he does. Like that was such a bad. No one is down worse than Vikings fans. No one is down worse. They missed that kick in the playoffs versus the Seahawks in like 2013.
Yep.
Cursed. Curse since then. Yeah. The momentum has carried to this day.
So in bad.
In the 2020s.
So fucking cursed. Yeah, dude. 14 kickers is insane.
That's
like,
bad.
And we were so close. We almost had the guy. Like Sam Ficken was lights out in the preseason, was lights out in practice, was just fucking automatic.
Is he still on your roster?
Yeah, he's on the IR. So once I think when he gets healthy, he'll probably come back as long as he doesn't like fucking suck in practice. But like that's the thing, is like he's gonna come back and he's hurt. So he's probably not gonna be as good as he was. And then we're gonna cut him after like 3 weeks. He's gonna miss a kick, and then we're gonna come back to Fat Randy. And we're just gonna continue to go through the cycle until we just say fuck it and let's draft a kicker in the first round. Like just throw in the towel. We lost this battle, just take a kicker in the first round. Get the best goddamn one. That's where I'm at. It's crazy.
For you.
Other than that, I think that sums it about. I was obviously a crazy game. I was like, huge comeback.
It was a good game.
It was a really good game. Oh, it was a great
Better
game.
Better than my game. Our game.
We can go to
was
it.
Just an absolute rout, which is awesome. Bills won 35-0. It was like a slow chokeout. Like we had him in a chokehold from a first play, got a sack, first snap, and then just never stopped squeezing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills defense looks very good. And granted, they haven't played any like exceptional offenses yet.
Right.
but I think they had like five sacks. I'm looking right now. Let's see. They had one, whatever. I'm looking at the wrong team. Whatever. I know AJ Epineza got nine pressures in that game, which is unbelievable. He got zero sacks, but he caused an interception. He caused another, like he brought the pocket. He collapsed the pocket.
Yep, we got there
into the D tackle. We got there. he looked he literally like, I mean, it was one game, but like that one game, he looked as good as any edge rusher in the NFL. He looked, he was
well.
Just manhandling both tackles. You switch sides. He had a move, the play that hurt Tua, RIP Tua.
He fucking ruined Tua.
He murdered him. The move he put on the tackle, he dipped his shoulder. It was crazy. It was a crazy move. So that's super encouraging. Gregory Rousseau got two sacks, first round pick. They were both kind of cleanup sacks, but he was involved in the pass rush the whole game. It was like a team. It was really a team effort on the D line. And the packages they were bringing were like the Dolphins O line didn't know who to block.
Right.
And we had free rushers multiple times. So that's tip of the cap to Leslie Frazier. Matt Milano played amazing. He was in the backfield the whole game. It didn't show up on the stat sheet as much. He had five tackles and a sack, but he was in on most plays or covering people, like the clear read one. He looks right at the guy and Matt Milano standing there.
Right.
Or like he was like picking up, like again, like Epineza was like collapsing in the pocket so the big boys in the middle can eat. Run game looks good.
They did play well. Zach Moss, early on, he fumbled. And
get him
like,
off
well,
the team. I said trade him for a 2040 seventh round pick.
Yeah, I said, why he was healthy scratched when he did that.
And then he got two touchdowns.
They made up for it. The running game looks better.
He did fine.
I'm interested to see how good the Dolphins actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they beat the Patriots week one, but I don't think the Patriots are that crazy good. Like the Patriots offense is super pedestrian. The Patriots have a good defense.
They were about to win too. They fumbled.
Right. Now, the Patriots probably should have won that game. And the Patriots defense, I think, is pretty good, but their offense, I think, is kind of just middle of the pack, a little less. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, the Bills, like, they ruined them. You asked the question, so I'm going to ask you the question. Are you worried about Josh Allen?
So here's.
You asked the question first. I'm just asking you again.
Yes, I did bring up some things in our group chat on Sunday.
Can we let the record show that I was the first one to support Josh Allen in that
group
chat?
You were, and that is on the record. Thank you for your support. You were very quick. Everyone supported Josh Allen. I was the only one not. But you were also the first one to be like, Josh Allen doesn't look good. The first one to jump the fence.
No, it's I did that because I hadn't watched much of the game and you said it and I just responded not really not watching the game. I flipped to the Bills game and the first play I saw, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders by like 15 yards. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's not that good.
Dude, like, let me pick my words carefully.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
Because they're on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I have full faith, truly, in the bottom of my heart, that Josh Allen is the quarterback of the future, that Josh Allen is extremely good at football, and that he can make throws no one else can, and that we're going to win a lot of football with Josh Allen at the quarterback.
I love it.
That being said, this year Josh Allen has not looked very good. And, like, he just doesn't look comfortable.
It's, like, not as sharp.
All. His throws, like, he looks like he's thinking a lot with his throws, and like he needs to just throw it, like let the mechanics, like you've been working on your mechanics, like keep throwing it, like you know how to throw. And he looks like he's trying really hard. Like sometimes he doesn't move his feet, sometimes you can see him like kind of like try to like he's like controlling the ball on the way out, he's not just throwing it,
right?
He's like thinking about how he's like, I'm gonna just like let it go, like in a specific spot. And he's missing a lot of easy throws that he should make and that he like has shown he can make. It's not like Josh Allen was never, it's not like Josh Allen was a fluke last year, because he was just like the like people were screaming wide open down the middle of the field or anything like that. Like he's making like
slicing throws in there, throwing them on a rope. Yeah.
He was throwing darts and tight coverage and stuff. And he had like, you know, big ball Josh Allen. He's cocky.
Right.
I haven't seen that yet this year. I'm going to be honest with you, a little harsh reality for the Bills fans listening. I don't think he's going to fix it next week against the Washington football team. I think he will fix it. Eventually. I think by the end of the year, Josh Allen's going to be slinging it again. But right now, he's ice cold and looks not comfortable at all. He's probably like the worst part of the offense so far. And I am not saying like he's the worst player on the worst starter on the team. That might be Tremaine Edmonds, but he looks like just not that comfortable right now. And he's not just playing well.
Doesn't
everything
look as
else
decisive.
Looks so good. Yeah.
Right.
He's looking around a lot. Like I think people also just might be covered like they might've figured it out. You know,
yeah.
But then even then, like, he's still missing wide open throws. That's not the excuse. I think it's both. And I think the O-line is not excellent. And it's all factoring in. But nonetheless, like, Josh Allen needs to make, like, he's missing throws he needs to make. And until he figures that out, I'm going to go in every week a little nervous.
That's fair. I think that's a fair assessment. Like, I think it was crazy, correct me if I'm wrong, for Bills fans to think that he would – absolutely repeat what he did last year. Because last year, it's hard to do what he did last year. Last year, he was second in MVP voting. Like, easily could have won it. Was through, what, 40 touchdowns or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, something like that. Like, it's not surprising to me that he's took a small step back from that just because that's so hard to repeat. And like, maybe this is a weird take, but like, fans are back, crowds are back. It's a little bit of a different atmosphere. Like last year,
it's flown out there.
But I'm just saying, like, it affects everyone. Like last year, it was all he could communicate way easier with like his entire team, like before the snap, shit like that. So like maybe he's just got to kind of like get used to it. So it takes a couple games and kind of like get back into it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers played like shit too. Same thing happened. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not worried about him either. Like, I genuinely wouldn't be worried about him. I still think he's playing fine. Like, it's not like he's 2019 Josh Allen. He's just not 2020 Josh Allen. He's like somewhere in the middle. He'll be fine. But I just like the things I saw from him, he didn't look decisive. And yeah, like the mechanics, like I saw him, he like threw off his back foot, like overthrew, throw to Diggs on like kind of a deep ball that like he would have made that last year.
His feet, like he's not using his feet as
right. Much. He's like I think it's just because he's confused or something. Like something's in his head, where it's causing him to do that. Which his like pick. That's the shit that he did in 2019, but like not last year. So I don't know. I'm sure he'll figure it out. It's just maybe like a small case of the yips, very small.
He looks like, rattled, man. He looks right. Like rattled all the time. His throw, his interception, he didn't move his feet. He did not move his feet. He just threw it in there, like with his, you know, big sexy arm, and it was behind Diggs badly,
right? And
got picked off. It was 100% Josh Allen's fault. Bad throw. That's when I wanted to send the text to the group chat, but I waited, and then I was like, still nervous. I'm gonna send it.
Yeah.
But
good news though for the Bills is they get to play the Jets twice still.
Amazing.
So he'll probably be fine. Those are real get right games no matter what happens the weeks before.
He's got the Texans 2 weeks from now. I'm gonna dunk on people again this year moment.
I would love to see that. But yeah, is that what you got on the Bills?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll say next week under. Next week,
I could get behind that. Taylor Heineke versus a couple good defenses.
It's like 42.5. Bills have a lot of points. A lot. Like 8.5 right now.
I'm not surprised because like it is Heineke. Like, how much do we trust Taylor Heineke?
I think Heineke's not gonna be very good, but I think the rest of that team is very good. So
right.
You know, we'll see. 8.5 is a lot in the NFL. The Bills,
it is a lot of points.
I'm not betting that. I'm betting the under.
Fair. I respect that.
I expect the Bills to win soundly. 8.5 is a lot, though.
Yep. The Titans play the Colts in Tennessee. Maybe Carson Wentz list. Sprained both his ankles.
Unbelievable. Just this man is unbelievable. Fucking injury.
Bubble wrap. And then Jacob Eason came in and threw a pick on like the second attempt. Like it was
Ellinger would never.
It would take him 3 attempts. But yeah, they could be Carson Wentz list. 2 sprained ankles, like not looking great for the kid. Titans should win that game. They really, really should, especially if they want to win this division. Like, take advantage. Like, if you're not going to get opportunities like this where the starting quarterback of your biggest competitor in the division has 2 fucked up ankles. Yeah. even if he plays.
How did you do that?
It's crazy. It's like a baby deer that's just trying to learn how to walk for the first time. Absolutely. Snaps both his ankles.
Some people fucking just don't. Like have the body to play in the NFL. RG3 did not because he plays and is broken. Raheem Mostert does not. Who carries this year?
Can we just talk about the 49ers backfield for a second as they're a collective?
They're all gone. It's
crazy.
3 of them this week.
Like gone. Yeah, it's not like Mostert. Yeah, like you said, 2 carries in. See ya. And then like there's Elijah Mitchell, Jamichael Hasty. They bring up Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon concussed. Jamichael Hasty had like a shoulder injury. Elijah Mitchell got hurt, came back, but also left the game at one point. It was just like, if I was running back, Yeah, if I was a running back drafted that team, I would request a trade. I'd be like, I don't want to be a running back on this team because it's fucking cursed. And like even the year before that, like Jerick McKinnon, they signed him to a big contract. He tore his ACL. Like it's like there's something about 49er running backs that is just shockingly cursed.
I agree 100% with what they're saying. I would not play for that team.
And it's crazy because like they have just the best running scheme in the NFL. Like they're crazy talented at running. No matter who's back there, they just can't get anyone back there.
Just like keep pumping them in. I guess I don't even know, man.
It's wild.
I would not want. Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't want it.
Out of all the QB experiments this year, or that coming into this year, you had Sam Darnold, you had Carson Wentz, you had Matt Stafford, and Jared Goff. I'm not the game's on right now. I don't know exactly how it's going, but Carson Wentz seems like the biggest miss. Lions are winning right now, 7-0.
Let's go Lions.
Jared Goff, 468 yards. Quintez Cyphus caught one for a tutty.
I love that guy.
Everyone's fantasy team.
It's the number one pick, baby. Yeah. Packers just scored two.
Shit. Literally, yeah. As we're talking.
Yep.
Who scored?
I think Aaron Jones. Yeah, it was Aaron Jones.
Dude, I'm going to.
Yeah, I saw that. I know.
Fantasy is so bad for me this year. I'm going to lose all my leagues, and I'm going to have to fucking go to an IHOP for 24 hours and eat pancakes, and I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to eat pancakes until I'm dead because I want to get out of there so fast.
I can't wait for that.
I'm going to eat 24 pancakes in 40 minutes. I'm going to die. It's going to be awesome.
Just would stand up and just collapse.
I was talking to Frank, who's the other garbage team in our league with the punishment. I told him one of us is going to, I was like, I'm gonna level with you right now, Frank. One of us is eating the pancakes because our teams are really bad and no one else's is really bad.
Mine's pretty good in that league, so I'm okay with it.
Everyone's just fine. Like they all suck. Justin Herbert, Ryan Tannehill, bum. No offense.
Tannehill. I mean, bomb. Tannehill threw for like 350 or something. He just put it in the end zone.
Yeah, no tutties.
That was. I mean, when Derek gets three, it's like. That's the price you pay when you have Tannehill.
Yeah, and then Derrick Henry in that league, the league I'm pissed about right now. I'm playing Aaron Jones. He needs to not get 10. He just got 8. Fucking
first quarter. Yep.
And I had Derrick Henry got 50 yards.
50 points.
Buck 50 on him. Doesn't matter.
He had like 200 something. Like he had like 230 total yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah. And it's crazy that's just like it doesn't matter.
And I lost. This is my year. I haven't had a year where I'm garbage of fantasy since I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
It happens. It happens to everyone. I've had it before. You win 2 games and you move on. You forget about it.
I don't move on. I win 2 games and I go.
You picked a bad year to have that year. I luckily did it before the punishment.
I need Kyle Pitts to just start catching touchdowns.
Yeah, he'll get there.
He's in the slot 60% of the time or something.
You love to see that. Yeah, he'll get there. He'll get there. Don't you worry.
I already lost. Aaron Jones has 10.5 points.
RIP. Maybe he'll fumble. Imagine that, a fumble and he gets hurt out for the game. That'd be a wild turn of events. It'd be a miracle.
I'm just distraught right now.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable. Well, let's take your mind off. Let's recap some more.
Let's go over some other stuff.
Yeah. More stuff. Chiefs Ravens game was crazy.
Yes.
Not a penalty what he did, but Lamar played good. You're gonna hate me.
I'm sick of the hate.
I just don't think he's a good thrower. He's an electric player.
He's
that 4th-and-1 was gutsy, and it was like, that's just Lamar's talent, and he's crazy talented. He just makes some throws sometimes that make me mad because it's not. I don't know how you can agree with me that he's just an average thrower. He just is.
That's fine. You just said he's not a good thrower.
Correct. Average. Average is not good.
He's fine.
Good is above average.
When you're Lamar Jackson, all you need to do is be a fine thrower.
But when someone stops you running, which has happened to him multiple times when they get deep in the playoffs, it's over. The Titans did it in 2019. The Bills did it last year. Like, the second you stop his ability to run, it's over. The Chiefs just can't stop the run. They let up 200-something yards. So that was the reason they lost that game. Yeah, that and Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbling that ball like a fucking idiot. That's my only gripe with Lamar is like, it's been shown that when you stop his running, that team shuts down and it collapses in on itself. most times. I'm just saying, that's all my type. That's my whole take.
Yeah. It's not a terrible take. I just think a lot of people shit on Lamar.
It's the same thing as like a lot of people say, if you shut down Derrick Henry, the Titans kind of just swallow up, which is sometimes true. It's the same kind of take.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I like Lamar. I get what you're saying.
Don't dislike him.
I'm just sick of the slander. I'm sick of the slander.
It's fair. Vikings kicker. Yeah.
Brutal. Vikings fans just suicide watch. I was talking to my friend who is a Vikings fan, and I said, "Do you need to blow the team up?" And he said, "Blow it up yesterday." So they're not doing very well.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins,
blow the team up.
Kirk Cousins, not it. Kyler Murray's electric to watch. He's insane. He's a fantasy cheat code.
MVP like, this year.
400 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground. Like, he just, like, he is, I think, better. Like, would you rather have Kyler or Lamar right now?
Kyler.
Yeah, same. I think because he's just a better thrower. And I think he's Kyler's just like, as electric on the ground.
I agree. Kyler is a little bit, because Kyler's, like, looking longer to throw it. Like, Lamar will tuck it and run it earlier.
Correct. I think that's a good take. Yeah. Like, I think Kyler's a little bit smarter with that kind of thing, which, and like, I think he's just as athletic and kind of shifty as Lamar. He doesn't have his top end speed that Lamar does, but like, he's shiftier. He's like weird. He's just harder to tackle. But he's electric to watch. He's insane. Cardinals are a good team. Yeah. What else was I going to say? I'll flip it on you. I respect Baker Mayfield.
Thank you. Baker's good, man.
He fucked his shoulder up, and I thought he was done. Like, I don't know. Play. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but he, like, threw a pick, and he went to go make a tackle, and his left shoulder just got, like, ripped back by the guy that he tried to tackle, and it was just dangling there, like, when he stood up. Just motionless dangle on the floor.
I would be very happy to have Baker Mayfield be my quarterback.
Yep, and he came back in.
I wouldn't trade Josh Allen for the world, but I mean, Baker's awesome. He has 9 incompletions this year.
That's crazy. And that does play into like the offense that they play. Like, they just run you to death.
Yeah. With and Kareem Hunt, he's gonna be Nick Chubb, the efficient thrower, which he's good at.
Oh yeah. And he throws 20 to 25 passes. Like, and he does a good job. The wide receivers on that team are getting a little thin. Jarvis Landry just went down, sprained MCL.
Yep, Donovan Peoples Jones is good though, so they have that in their back pocket. So.
But when he came back from that shoulder, I was a little shocked. But they definitely just popped his shoulder back in place, shot him up with some pain killers, and said, "Get the hell back out there," because it wasn't his throwing shoulder. In. Yeah. So credit really to them. Cool. R.I.P. Tyrod. He was playing a hell of a game until he went down.
I'm upset about it. We talked about the Texans last week, and we said bad still. Mm-hmm. I watched the Jags Texans game, and I flipped my take. Ooh. With Tyrod Taylor, I would say the Texans would win 6-7 games. They're a frisky ass team with Tyrod.
That's now fair.
That he's dead.
Yeah. They were up 14-7. Yeah.
They have a bunch of vets. Brandon Cooks, one of the more underrated receivers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have
the running back field is talented.
Aren't going to get rolled over.
Right. Like, yeah. And that running back. Tyrod Taylor's
true professionals on that team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But yeah, RIP Tyrod. Who's Davis Mills is coming in. He's going to play Thursday night.
That'll go well.
Yeah, against the Panthers defense.
Panthers 2-0.
Which might be – the Panthers might be pretty good. Sam Darnold's playing well. Christian McCaffrey is Christian McCaffrey.
Yep. People forgot how, that team last year missed easily their best player. They might as well have lost their quarterback when losing Christian McCaffrey.
Honestly, he's insane how – much he touches that ball and how electric he is. He's crazy talented. Christian McCaffrey is
maybe the best player in the NFL.
He really honestly might be just because of how versatile he is, but they dominated the Saints. Raiders, unsure. 2-0 because they've done this before. Yep. They've done it where they go on a run in the beginning of the season and they kind of beat like good teams. Like they did a couple years ago with like the Chiefs. Everyone was like, "Oh, the Raiders, look at them go." And then they just like implode and they collapse. Like I think they're playing the Dolphins next week. If they go in there and they're the typical Raiders, they lose that game.
Yeah.
If they're the good Raiders, they win that game.
Next week's the real test?
I think so. Because I don't think the Dolphins are that good.
Let me look at the line. I don't think the Dolphins are very good either.
It's in Oakland. Or
people
have been
guessing the Dolphins up to me all year. I'm like, no.
Their defense, I do think, is good. I mean, the Bills kind of took advantage of him. But like Xavier Howard is crazy.
Well, their defense is good. They didn't throw. I saw like a heat map of Josh Allen's throws. He didn't throw to Xavier Howard's side almost all day.
And the one time he did, he picked it off.
Yeah, there you go. Like Xavier Howard's top.
Probably the best. Corner. Yeah, probably the best corner in the league in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He's nuts.
Not a bad take.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are a good team. I've always liked Derek Carr. Go ahead.
I'm a huge Derek Carr fan. Yeah. So I appreciate you saying that. Raiders -3.5 next week versus the Dolphins.
Okay.
At home. So they're getting half a point.
I guess that makes sense. Up.
Yeah. I mean, people just don't, I think everyone just is like,
you're skeptical. Right. Yeah. Cause they've done this before to us, but I've always been a big fan of Derek Carr. I think sometimes he makes some bad decisions, but like one time he threw it away on like a 4th and goal. I'll never forget it. It was like at the end of a game, they were down like 6 points. It was like a 4th and goal and he threw it away. And it's like, just at least throw it into the end zone. Like, he was like rolling out too and just threw it away. It was like, dude, just give someone a chance.
I would have punched my TV if my quarterback
did. But I do like Derek Carr. He's playing well.
People forget he was an MVP candidate before he snapped his shit up.
That was like hell of a year for him.
Yeah, dude. Blake Bortles was slicing and dicing that year too. That's what was going on in the NFL then.
That was a wild year.
Let's see what else. Falcons, maybe the worst team in the NFL.
They might be.
Falcons are garbage.
They really might be, man.
Like, Giants Falcons is an early toilet bowl this year.
The Giants, I think, are okay.
I
think they're like a 4-win team.
I just said the Falcons may be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think the Falcons might ship bump the Giants this week. That's what
they playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wild game.
That's a good game. That's a good watch.
Right? I love that. I love that.
That game is going to be on Red Zone for fumbles.
Nothing but fumbles.
Yeah. Just wacky, kooky stuff. Like watching AFB on your Red Zone every now and again. Like, and here's Saquon Barkley fumbling off his butt.
Yeah, like
Matt Ryan threw a pick six.
I do want to bring up Saquon because I mentioned it Thursday to you.
Yeah.
And disagreed, but I just don't think he is what he was his rookie year.
That's not fair to say that right now. He's not comfortable on his leg.
Right. Fair. But if like he busts off that one long run, and outside of that, it was nothing. He just looked hesitant. Like when he was attacking a hole, he didn't attack it like old Saquon. He like kind of bounced around a little bit and went down. He was running. Yeah, he wasn't reading the lines as well or the holes.
You know, I love Saquon. He'll figure it out. I disagree with you. Would you rather have Zeke or Saquon right now? Zeke or Saquon? You know what? Zeke or Saquon going forward? I would
probably Saquon because he's younger.
Is he? Same year. What, weren't they?
No. Zeke was in the league for like two or 3 years before Saquon. Yeah.
Zeke's second best running back on his team. Right. What else? That's a lot of the NFL. Justin Fields got in. I was pissed actually because I bet on the Bengals.
It's tough.
Because I was ready for Andy Dalton to just demoralize the city on the main stage, and he got hurt, so he couldn't do it. So I was very
upset. I was shocked he did not tear his ACL. I will say that. I don't know if you saw the play.
Mm-mm.
But like, bad. It was a play you watch, and you're like, ooh, I think he just tore his ACL. Cause like, he didn't like, it wasn't this crazy, like it twisted or did something crazy, but like they showed it from the back and he was running out of bounds and you could see him step on his left knee and you could kind of see just like the muscle in like right where that kind of ACL is. And you could just see like the whole, like his skin kind of wiggle, like something snapped. That's what it looked like.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You see with like Achilles all the time. It's just
right. Sucks. You can kind of see it. And it was like a small thing like under his, like his socks or whatever you could see. And I was like, I thought he tore his ACL because he hopped up like it. And it was just kind of like that weird. Back. Right.
Isn't that
it was
crazy?
Just credit to him. I'll give him credit for that. Cause like, tough guy. But like, it was just a weird play where you kind of like, that's how guys tear his ACL. Justin Fields looked okay. I didn't think he played that great. And he said he didn't play that great. He got enough to get the win, though. Yeah,
he was going to play. He didn't prep.
Right, he wasn't taking first team snaps.
6 yards and a pick. That's terrible.
Right, and he made some plays on the ground at the end of the game. But, like, Joe Burrow, I thought – Joe Burrow had just had a rough 3-series stretch there where he threw 3 picks in a row.
Yeah.
Which was just tough. Like, his offense – like, again, it's because he doesn't – I think a lot of his offensive line is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
that he just doesn't have a fucking time. At least like on one of those, it was just he didn't have time, and this offensive line just swallowed him up. But yeah, I still think Joe Burrow is good. I like Joe Burrow.
Me too.
It's still only his second year. He only played half of his first year, pretty much. And I think Jamar Chase bailed me out.
Jamar Chase is good. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. I was wrong about him. I bit into the preseason's talk, which is I was an idiot this year. That's why I'm stuck with Trey Sermon on my
head. Fair enough.
Zach Wilson's the last guy I want to talk about.
Yep.
9 for 13, 210 yards, 4 picks. There was a point where he had 4 completions, 4 picks.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to actually defend Zach Wilson. This is what Belichick does.
Mm-hmm. Belichick, it really is.
I should have bet on this game, and I'm so mad at myself for not. I'm definitely betting on it next time they play. Bill Belichick demolishes rookie quarterbacks.
It's crazy.
I don't know how. Like, he's a defensive-minded coach, yeah. I don't know what his scheme is or how he does it so complicated, but rookie QBs cannot figure it out. And it's tried and true.
It's crazy. Like, Justin Herbert played terrible against him last year. Like, mm-hmm. Josh Allen struggled against him his rookie year. Even in Josh Allen's second year, he struggled mm-hmm. against him because he was young. Like, it is something. He does just own rookie quarterbacks. I don't know if it's what he does defensively that, like, he just knows that rookies are stupid. And he's just like, this rookie's not going to see it. And he just, like, I feel like he has a binder that's called just, like, the rookie week.
Rookies.
Yeah.
Make them want to quit.
And he knows, like, he's playing against a rookie, and he just pulls out the binder and, like, blows the dust off of it, and he just flips to the first page, and it's just how to beat a rookie quarterback. And he just gives it to his defense, and then they win every time. And, like, I don't know what it is, but, yeah, Zach Wilson, and some of those throws were just horrible.
I didn't watch the tape yet, but I heard that.
Dude, it was horrible. Like, he was, like, just not even – I don't even know what he was throwing at. Like, not even, like, a guy jumped a route. Just like, I'm throwing it right to the safety, or like right to the corner.
Hey, fuck it.
Like, just a pitiful performance by Zach Wilson. I think it's too early he'll to like call any of these guys busts.
They're calling him a bust.
Which is Trevor crazy Lawrence after too. Two games. Again, crazy after two games on maybe the two worst teams in the NFL. Two of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, uh-huh. neither of them have help.
Do you think Urban Meyer is out of here?
He's gone. He's taking that USC job, dude. If it's like, if it's not at the end of the during the season, it's at the end of the season. But there's no shot he coaches more than 1 year in Jacksonville. Why would he?
Sucked.
He could go to USC and have a top three team in the country in 2 years
mm-hmm.
without question. He could be, I'm Urban Meyer. This is Southern California. Think of how much money you can make under Urban Meyer in South California with name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush, and did I mention I'm Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Come to play for me. Like, he has an automatic ride, and he plays in the Pac-12. You know how easy it is would it be for him to go undefeated in the Pac-12? Like,
when your toughest opponent's Oregon.
Right. Which is like every other year they're good. And it's like he would have an easily top five team in the country in 2 years
mm-hmm.
where he's going to sit in the Jags. He could sit on the Jags for 5 years and still be shit.
And then he gets fired. And then where's that USC job now?
Gone. Gone.
Might get the LSU job if Coach O keeps it up.
Yeah. God, it's tough. LSU's
tough. I don't want to talk about
it. We don't got to talk about it.
Coach O, please figure it out.
Figure it out, Coach O. But yeah, I think that's all I got. It's great. Great bounce back week. Score prediction next week. Bills, Washington.
20-7, Bills.
I like that. I'm going to go 31-20, Titans. Boom. I think if Carson Wentz doesn't play, I think they smoke him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Without Carson Wentz, they're not going to do dog. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, and I don't even think with Carson Wentz they're that good, but without him, they're even worse. So that's where I'm at. Tighten up. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Tighten up.
8-8.
8-8.
We out.